You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59, and next is Right to Survive Radio. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Events Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
It's coming. It's almost here.
It's the next GiveGuide Big Give Day, Thursday, November 15th. There's no wrong time to give to KBOO. KBOO has real people making live radio all day, every day.
But when you give to KBOO in the Give Guide this Thursday, November 15th, you'll be entered into a raffle to win a Tender Loving Empire vinyl package, plus a year's worth of Laughing Planet.
If you're 35 or under, you'll also be entered into another raffle for a second gift package.
Go to kboo.fm/give on Thursday, November 15th to contribute.
That's kboo.fm/give this Thursday for your chance to win.
Support KBOO.
Where music makes the movement. Tune in
and turn up.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you
might.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung.
During this time of year, while people are busying themselves with shopping, feasts and celebrations, there is a part of society that has none of these things to look forward to. They are the houseless. These are the time of year where reminiscing of seasons past and loved ones brings out depression, isolation, despair, and in some instances, trauma stemming from loneliness. Suicide rates are up, along with self-destructive behaviors. However, the houseless are also grateful for the kindness of others, a warm smile, a cup of coffee, a festive meal, or a dry coat can brighten the spirits and give hope. Stay tuned to hear what some of our houseless community has to say.
I'm gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
What are you doing for the holiday?
I'll probably be here in the camp area celebrating with the rest of the good folks.
What are you going to be doing for the holiday?
Sitting at Right to Dream 2.
And have they been kind to you? Is it sad?
No, they've been kind. Give me a nice dry place to stay for the holidays and I won't be out on the sidewalk.
How's people treating you?
They're treating me pretty good with respect and like a family.
How are you doing during the holiday season?
Very well, thank you.
How's the houseless people treating you?
Real good, thanks.
And what's happening with you during the holiday season?
I'll probably be playing my guitar and stuff, hanging out with friends.
You miss your family during this season?
Yeah, I do. I have a 12-year-old daughter and 8-year-old son, and I miss them.
Is this a sad moment for you?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Holiday seasons are getting harder, you know. But I'm doing what I can, you know, to pick myself back up and be reconciled with my children. I want to become the father they deserve to have. And this place is a good foundation for me to start.
And how's the holiday season treating you?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Is this a sad moment in your life during this time of year?
Absolutely not. It's been, if anything, a chance to gain perspective and to feel very, very fortunate that I'm in a very safe environment where I'm at right now, thanks to the people that are the facilitators and organizers of the R2D2.
Are the people that live in house, are they treating you any different in this time of year than they normally would?
Absolutely not. If anything, they're treating me better.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because they know that I'm doing something actively to move positive and forward in my life. And once again, thanks to the fact that I've got a safe place to stay each night, it's given me a place to feel safe, to heal, to get some perspective, and to start making preparations for the next step for permanent housing.
Do you think the shelters treat the houseless people different than this time of year?
I'd like to think that they don't, but my observation is it is only different because the windows of time, meaning there's a time you have to be in, there's a time you have to be out. We're here, we have an accountability process to where as long as we're contributing a couple of hours per week or a minimum of 3-4 hours per week for security, then we always feel welcome. And that gives us a chance to get in a little work therapy in the process.
How do you feel this time of year?
I have felt more grateful and thank you this year than maybe ever since I was a kid. I took everything for granted before, and now people are coming out and donating food and dinners to us, and it's we have an excess of generosity.
So why do you think the house people that live in houses give more during this time of year than normal time of the year?
Well, Thanksgiving is about being thankful, and people in houses tend to cook to excess. With all of the media attention on the 99%, I think people in houses are becoming very aware that there are people that aren't as fortunate as they are, and they're giving back.
Do you think the shelters treat you different this time of year than they do any normal time?
Not really. I mean, they spread the Christmas cheer more, but they still have to follow by their rules and obligations.
And do people that live in house treat you different this time of year than any other time of year?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are faithful that come down here year-round, that are down here every week, rain, shine, snow, ice, sleet. So there are faithful people in houses that do come out down here to support us. But you do see more people coming out here to support the homeless. But I still give props to everybody that helps, especially the people that are down here all year long.
And why do you think that's the case?
Just to make themselves feel good, I think. I'm not sure if they really do it for us. I think it's more to make them feel good, because if they really wanted to do it, you know, they would do it like the other people do it every week and come down here faithfully.
And is this a lonely time for you?
If I let it be, I mean, I kind of don't let my mind go that way. I kind of immerse myself in the people around me and don't let my mind wander too far.
And are you without family this time of year?
No, I'm fortunate enough to have some family around me this year.
What about the other years you was houseless?
No, I didn't have anyone around me.
How did that make you feel?
It was very depressing. Although I did find comfort within the homeless community, there's a lot of good people out here that just don't have a roof over their head.
And do you find being without your family, is that depressing or sad?
I don't find it either one, because I've been without my family for so long, I'm immune to it.
When you see other family members together, how does that make you feel?
I really try not to think about it, because, you know, I really ain't been in a family situation for so long in my life that I'm immune to that situation. I've immune myself to it. I really don't think about it anymore.
And one last question. Do you miss the cartoons Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman?
I remember when my mom used to have us stay up just so we could watch that every year.
Do you miss it?
Yes, I do.
Thank you much.
You have been listening to the members of Right to Dream 2, and up next is Antoine.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And in today's segment, we are in the House of this Community in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero. And our topic is Houseless for the Holidays. And today we're here with
Antoine Davis.
And Antoine Davis, how long have you been houseless?
For about 3 months now, 3 to 4 months.
And where are you residing now?
Right to Dream in Portland, Oregon.
And what is the mood in the houseless community around the holidays to you?
Well, from what I've seen, it's a bit joyous. You know, you get a lot of different people that actually care about someone who doesn't have a home. So you get a lot of donations and food and clothing, stuff like that.
Do people come together or do they mostly keep to themselves?
Well, the holidays tend to bring everyone together, you know. So whether you're doing bad, whether you're doing good, it's always going to be someone there.
How do you feel during the holidays living on the street or in Right to Dream 2 rest area?
It gets a little bit lonely because I've actually been married before. I was married for 5 years. Not being around the children, wife, you know, it does, you know, damper my spirits a little bit, especially big.
In doing that, do you feel lonely at times, or do you miss the family gatherings?
I definitely miss the family setting. I'm a family-oriented person. So the young lady I chose to marry, she had 4 children already, so I just got to jump right in and be a dad. The holidays are a very special thing, and yes, I do. I do get very, very lonely. You know, I'm one of those people that always have someone, you know, and right now I'm single without anyone, and my family is far away. I can definitely say it gets a bit lonely. Being here at Right to Dream, you know, I ran into a couple people that I've made connections with and friendships with. It's not that lonely as long as my mind can be taken off of.
What do you usually do for the holiday?
Well, I used to spend it with the family, but at this point, I kind of, you know, not being around the family, the wife and kids, it's like the holidays, they still do mean something, but they don't mean as much. I might just find myself sitting in the park or just taking a long walk throughout the day, like Thanksgiving just passed. You know, I find myself taking a walk and just sitting and reflecting on my life and situation and what I'm going to do to kind of get out of it.
Does your interaction with the police change during the holiday season, or have you ever had any interaction with the police?
Yes, I have had interactions with the police, but I'm proud to say that it's been at least about 3 or 4 years since I've had any interactions with the police. But the police do their job. That's all I'm going to say about the police.
Okay. How does your interaction with house people, does that change during the holidays?
Well, being new to Portland, Oregon, I haven't really seen a lot of residences. I have one friend that has a home. I wouldn't necessarily go over there for the holidays, so to speak, seeing as though it kind of bring back my memories of my home. And I just kind of, you know, shy away from it, even though I do have a friend go over, you know, be inside and maybe get some turkey dinner. But I'm getting at it here at Right to Dream anyways.
I know during certain periods when it's not a holiday, do they treat you different? That people you see walking on the street that's going to work or just out to party or shopping, how do they treat you knowing that you're a houseless person?
That friend that I spoke of, they're more than welcoming. You know, they know the situation, of course, and being a friend, sometimes it can be a little bit too much. They want to help. They're very comforting about the situation, you know, knowing that, you know, I'm house. They're always welcoming, wanting me to come over. They can be very nice, very, very pleasant.
What about people that's not your friends, don't know? I know during this time, a lot of people want to give, but during the rest of the year, what do they do? And that's what I think the listening audience would want to hear on the difference in seasonal change and holiday change. Do people that live in houses treat you different normally than they usually do around these holiday times?
I would definitely say so. I think as far as that goes, a lot of people are naturally good-hearted. You know, some people just come out and, you know, make their donations and do nice things for people on the holidays just to make themselves feel better. Because any other time of the year when it's not a holiday or you know, when it's not something to be celebrated, they don't really care. When are they going to get a job or, you know, what's going on today out there? Putting us in houseless people in different stereotypes to where during the holidays, like I say, they make themselves feel better by sitting up and making donations or going out and doing something nice. But any other time of the year, it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to get past them or walk past them. And if they have to walk past you on the street, it's like they don't want to pay you any attention. There's definitely a difference between, you know, the holiday time and just the regular day of the year.
How do you feel about that?
it can be irritating, but at the same time, I know I'm in this situation and I'm the only one that can get me out of it. I don't too much let it bother me, but at the same time, it does. Being houseless, you're already in a almost a despair. To have people reacting to you in negative ways, it does. I do. I'm not going to lie. I do get upset about it. I can only be upset at myself and getting myself to the point to where I can walk down the street just as they do.
Do you enjoy the holiday?
I miss the family. I miss the family. So, you know, I don't really think too hard about it. I kind of like want to, if I could, I would sleep through the holidays. Like, we have Christmas coming up, you know. That's going to be a very sad time because, you know, I was one of those parents that would sit there and just love to, you know, interact with the kids, you know, watch them open their gifts and stuff like that. So the holidays for me at this point, I'm just trying to get them by.
Do you go to the missions or useful places you go to get food or meals during the holidays, or do you just stay by yourself?
It all depends. You know, if I really get down on myself too bad on that day, whatever particular holiday it is, I'll well, like you say, Thanksgiving just went by, so, you know, I did go to a couple of the missions and eat. I did eat here at Right to Dream as well. A lot of food donations came in, turkey, the whole work. It was like being in the house, having as much food as I did over the holiday. But yes, definitely hit the missions up and try to get some warmer clothes. They're always giving out more stuff around the holidays as well.
Is it harder to be away from your family during that time?
Well, my blood family, yes, because I haven't seen them in several years. I'm originally from Chicago, so I haven't been back in a while, but it's definitely hard because I'll get on like Facebook or something and, you know, see my brothers and sisters and my dad and my mom talking back and forth and talking about how, you know, great a time they're having, and just wish I could be there with.
Is it harder to be houseless around the holidays?
Yes, I would definitely speak. If I was single and by myself and I had a house, you know, at least I can, you know, had a decent income, I can sit up and make myself happy. But, you know, by going out and buying myself some, or, you know, treating myself out to dinner or something like that, or going out with some friends or something to dinner. But, you know, being houseless, it puts a heavy load on you.
You said you was houseless in Portland for about 3 months. Do you look at people different now that you living on the streets or in Right to Dream too, than before you was living on the streets?
Absolutely not, because I was one of those people that would go in the store, you know, I'm doing well and working and, you know, got everything together, and you had that person sitting there, well, can you spare some change? I was always one of those people to give some change, and I always, you know, watched the news and kept up to date on what's going on in the world. So I could definitely say that for me, it's a little bit different, but it's not, because I stayed in tune with what was going on in the world. So to become homeless myself, all I had to do was kind of follow, so to speak, follow the leader. Go out there and ask a couple questions. Don't be afraid to open my mouth and say, hey, where can you get this? Where can I get this? Where can I take a shower? Where can I, you know, get a place to stay for the night? As long as you're a talkative person and can open your mouth and ask a question, you can get what you need.
Even with this economic crunch, finding that different stores and retailers are hiring during this time, is it still harder for a houseless person to get this temporary work than if you was living in a house?
Well, I would say that would definitely be up to the person, because me personally, since I've been here in Portland, Oregon, I've gotten out several resumes. I do customer service, hospitality, wait staff, busser, cheering, stuff like that. I just haven't received a call yet. Now, I usually know during the holidays they're trying to take on some extra help. Unfortunately, you know, I can't. The temporary agencies are too far out for me to get to. I'm just waiting on to get a call from, you know, one of these places that I've put several resumes out to, and keeping my spirits up and hoping for the best.
All right. Do you want to put a shout out to anybody while you, the listener, or you have a family, whatever?
Definitely. My ex-wife, Brandy, and her children. My new friends here, Mello and Melissa, and of course, yourself, and also my parents and brothers and sisters in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and now here's Ray and Kate.
This is Ibrahim Mubar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And we're going into the houseless community on Ground Zero, Portland, talking with houseless people. And today's topic is houseless and a holiday. And today I'm here with
Ray.
Katie.
How long have you all been houseless?
On and off for 11 years.
Since summertime.
And what is the mood of the houseless community around the holidays?
pretty good now after since the protests been going on.
I think everybody, you know, has some good spirits around. You know, I'm always a chipper person anyways, regardless of the situation.
Do people come together or do they mostly keep to themselves in the houseless community around holidays?
I think they keep to themselves.
Why you think that?
Because there's not a lot too many people out here.
I think more people pull together because, you know, nobody likes to be alone during the holiday seasons.
How is your interaction with the house community?
Pretty good. I can go to anybody's house and stay still if I want.
But do the people that live in houses, how do they treat you during the holiday season compared to normal time?
Kind of weird because maybe it's the holidays. I don't know.
I have a pretty good rapport with most of my family and people that have houses. You know, due to my choices, they just show tough love.
Do they treat you different during the holiday season?
No.
What about friends?
Friends, yeah, I'd have to say. I've kind of just gone my own way.
What about people, different churches and organizations and people that live in house? How do they treat you all during the holiday season compared to the normal months?
I think it's been great. Today they were handing out, you know, wrapped up stocking caps, and they had gloves and stuff, socks for the homeless people. I thought it was awesome. You know, more than people that have the most don't really give, but people that have the least seems to, you know, give out more. You know what I mean? They seem to care more.
I think they've been treating us pretty right. Like when church groups and stuff like that come around, they give out good gifts and stuff like that.
During the rest of the year, how do they treat you?
All right, pretty cool, but it's like everybody's acting weird right now. I don't know why.
We're blessed with what they do for us. They bring out, you know, sack lunches all the time. You know, you can't really go hungry in Portland. There's somebody always giving out something.
Do the shelters or missions change around this time of year? Do they make special occasions during the holiday season?
Actually, they do more, it seems like. Like, we just went to the around the corner to the rescue mission. They had Christmas lights all over and a Christmas tree, and they're getting ready for decorations, you know, and I think it's to help people that don't have a place to go during the holiday seasons have so that they have something to look at or something to look forward to.
Community treats you like a little bit more different during the holidays, probably a little bit more special. Some people a little bit more special, but some people don't have a heart in during the holidays.
And how do that make you feel when they treat you different during holidays than normal days or normal months of the year, rest of the month of the year?
I feel like it's all right because in the end, I'm going to be blessed. We'll all be blessed.
I don't really feel any different. I mean, you know, either somebody's going to like you or they're not going to like you, you know. A lot of people that see me don't really think I'm homeless because, you know, the way we might dress or whatever, but I really don't have an opinion on that one.
How's your interactions with other homeless people during these times?
Everybody's like, they treat me a lot different because we're inside of a private property, and it's like, oh, we ain't got a place to go. We can't go on it. We can't get in there and stuff like that. So there's a lot of upset people.
What do you usually do on holidays before you came to Right to Dream 2?
Basically the same thing, but it was a little bit more hard at work. Like when we run our camp areas, it's like it's totally different from here.
Kind of do the same. I still go see my family and my son, and I'm just not there as much.
And how do you feel around this time of year when basically your family member's not around you, or you see other family people going to stores and buying stuff for Christmas shopping?
I don't know, kind of sad, but then at the same time, I know that if I keep my spirits up, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, I tend to keep a lot of people happy. I don't know, it's just kind of a vibe, because if, you know, people can sense if I'm not happy, then, you know. So if I just smile and just fake it to make it, then everybody else is happy too.
How do you feel, Ray?
Just keep my spirits up, stay strong, and I know we'll get through this.
Is it harder to be houseless around this time of year than it is to be housed?
Yes, because it's a little bit easier in the summertime because it's warm, but now it's starting to get real, 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 real cold out here, so it's the only strong survives.
The only thing I think about is that it's harder because, you know, due to like the holiday seasons coming around and being around. Yeah, other than that, I mean it's not like you're alone, you know, there's plenty of people that.
And by you just being what we call a newbie houseless person, do you see the difference in how you treat people now than you did when you was housed?
Absolutely. I mean, I will never ever judge a person. Like I was telling my mom the other day, you know, on Thanksgiving, I said I'll never ever judge anybody ever again, you know, because you don't know who's who or what's what, you know, or what their situation may be. Some of the strongest fall.
Then it's, and I know this is probably your first holiday season being on the streets. Do you see the houseless communities, a lot of people sadden around this time, or are they happy and cheerful?
I think more so I see people, you know, just kind of mope around. But like I said, if I try to keep my spirits up, you know, I mean, I try to keep everybody happy, but you're not going to make everybody happy in life. Whoever I'm around, I always try, you know, to make sure that I'm okay and my spirits are up, you know, that way. If I can make one person laugh a day, then I feel I did something right, you know, or smile. Or
right. Do you think that people should treat you all the same way year round instead of on special seasons or a special holiday?
Certainly, because we all human beings. We all, you know, go through a struggle every once in a while. Some just got better than others. But other than that, I think people should treat people how they want to be treated.
Is there anything, this is in our interview, but anything you all want to give a shout out to anybody or say something that I missed that you may want to say?
Stay strong and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Love you, Seth.
Do y'all miss Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Charlie Brown and stuff like that?
No, because we saw him yesterday in the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to my family in Phoenix, Arizona. I love them, and happy holidays.
All right, thank you much.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
That was Ray and Kate, and next is Richard.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to the Vibe Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And today we're going into the houseless community on Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, asking people about the houseless and the holidays and how they feel. And today I'm here with
Richard.
Richard, how long have you been houseless?
20 months.
20 months. And in those 20 months, how have things been for you?
It's been pretty miserable. You've interviewed me previously for the program, and a couple of things that I wanted to point out to your listeners is in that 20-month period, I've had several jobs. And some of the jobs paid more than $10, $12, $13 an hour. Some of them had benefits. Because I don't have or did not have the stability at the time to hold a job, I lost all of those jobs for one reason or another. Generally abandoning a position, not showing up. Gee, I haven't showered in 3 days. I don't have clean clothes. I work with food. And so it's been pretty miserable, especially in the winter months when it gets colder and wetter.
And while you're talking about the winter months, we noticed that, well, everybody noticed that this is the holiday season. And what is the mood of the houseless community around the holidays?
I think that it varies. For myself, my own personal experience, it's been very depressing. Apart from usual holiday depression, A, I'm houseless, I'm homeless. B, I haven't had a job. And see everyone in my family, my immediate family, my parents, sister, aunts, uncles, grandparents, they're all dead. And Thanksgiving particularly has been the hardest holiday for me. In 1997, my mother passed November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving. And it's an emotional roller coaster.
So how do you feel during that time? Do you feel lonely or sad, or do you focus on the seasons?
I think that for myself, I feel despairing, that there is no hope. I walk around some of the neighborhoods looking for cans and bottles to dig out of people's recycling bins, and looking through the windows at happy families. The lights are on, there's warmth, there's food, everyone's having fun, getting along, doing whatever they're doing for the holidays. And it's, for me, it just puts a very unsettling feeling inside my soul, and I just feel despairing. Why even should I want to try anymore? Why try to continue? Why press forward? There doesn't seem to be a goal. I've told many people over the past several months that the light at the end of the tunnel seems to be a runaway freight train.
So
Is it safe to say that you don't enjoy the holidays?
I haven't enjoyed the holidays in a number of years. Yeah, more than 10.
But now you at Right to Dream 2. Has that affected your spirit for these holiday season?
Absolutely. I'm filled with gratitude. This is the first Thanksgiving holiday, as we're ending the Thanksgiving week, where I can say that I truly have gratitude and the real spirit of Thanksgiving in me. If I can share just briefly, I finally have a job. It's full-time Monday through Friday, good pay, excellent benefits. And the reason that I'm able to show up and go to work is that my sleep, I have a place to rest. I have that stability in my life. Someone recently said to me that being homeless is a full-time job. And it is. It is a full-time job. Most of the time, I think most normal people, the doors, they take for granted the fact that they can shower, that they can do laundry, that they can wait and clean up and go to work, you know, at well rested. They can eat something, have a cup of hot coffee in the morning before they do that. It's not that way if you're homeless. If you're homeless, I've spent many hours just in a day chasing services across town. I have a place to rest. I wake up and I have to go find some place where I can shower for the day, or some place where I can do laundry, or if I can't do laundry, the clothes that I've had on for 4 or 5 days, I got to go find free clothing and toss the clothing out that I've been wearing. I don't have the money to wash it, so it just gets dumpstered.
And is it hard? Well, you say you don't have no family, so it got to be hard being homeless and during the holiday season. But do you have anybody that you spend that time with, or do the houseless community, do they gather around each other, or do they go separate ways, or is it both they do?
You know, I have a mate, and we've been together for about 3 years, and I'm very grateful for that relationship. A little more than 3 years, and so that's my family in my heart, not legally, not on paper, not recognized by the state, but that's my family, and that's who I choose to be with. As far as the homeless community goes, I think there's a little bit in different baskets. There are some people that just find the strength within themselves somehow, by some miracle, to reach inside and to share some joy, to share some happiness with other people, to bring other people up, and to engage conversation or activity, or hey, let's go over here and share a meal, let's break some bread, there are some people like myself, inclined to kind of be a loner and just draw more inward into that dark spot that I don't like to talk about.
So you've been in shelters before, am I right?
Yes.
And do the shelters change around this time of year during Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I think that everyone's stress level goes up. I think a lot of folks are mindful to donate more during the holidays. So there are more people coming into the shelters. They're donating more types of food and clothing. And they do it for a couple of months out of the year, and then everything seems to taper off. But, you know, out here on the streets, you're dealing with such a wide variety of personalities. People that are suffering from severe chronic mental illness, folks that are suffering from their addictions of alcoholism or other types of street drugs, people that just aren't emotionally stable, and then there are people that are just down on their luck. So you bring all of these folks together, it somehow works out, and in some ways it doesn't. But I'm seeing, like I said, this week has been a phenomenal week because of R2-D2, because of the stability that's been given me, so that I feel worth getting up in the morning and going to a job. I feel like I can do that. So maybe I'm still on pink clouds or something like that, but I'm feeling more inclined to share and participate in other people's lives this year.
Do you find that during this time of year that people that live inside treat the houseless people different?
I see a little bit more of an outpouring of concern and support. Like I said, donations go up at different shelters. I've encountered many groups of people that aren't even associated with any type of club or activity or religious association just in the past couple of days, wandering around passing out turkey sandwiches and scarves and mittens and hot cups of coffee or cocoa in the morning. And they're do-gooders. They've had their holiday. they're sharing. You know, they've enjoyed and now they want to pass it along and share and enjoy with other people as well. And that's phenomenal.
Now, a trick question. Do you think they pass out the scarves and gloves and hot coffee because the weather is cold and they don't do that in the summertime or because of the holiday season?
I think that it's a little of both. I think it's because it is colder. The temperatures have dropped quite a bit. People are cold and wet. And when you're cold and wet, you're miserable. And I think that it's also part of the holiday season. I mean, a little in each. If folks are getting geared up in the magic of Christmas and the magic of the winter holidays, maybe someone has a few extra bucks and they're more inclined to share because they're in a good mood.
Now, we have Independence Day, Memorial Day, Easter. Why does Thanksgiving and Christmas seem to stand out more than those other holidays in the houseless community?
That's a very good question, one to which I have never given any thought, but that's an accurate assessment. The other holidays, not so much, not a whole lot going on. But the cold winter months, it has to be the weather. It has to be that or Santa Claus or the spirit of peace and joy that just seems to linger over late November and December.
Okay, now one other question. Do you miss Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman?
Actually, Rudolph is on the Welcome to Portland, Oregon sign, and I get to see that frequently traveling across the Burnside Bridge. And who doesn't like Frosty?
Okay, I know we watched those cartoons when we were younger, so I would just wonder, do they still come on? I don't know.
I hope so, because I'd watch them again. Yeah. I would.
Is there any one last thing you would like to say?
Just please support this rest area. If you're listening to the radio right now, it is so important that people understand that if someone's basic needs are not being met, there's no way that you can maintain stability in life to even show up for a meal on time, let alone apply for, interview for, and hold a job to get you through a couple of paydays until you can get off the street. Just support R2D2 in any way that you can. If you don't have the money, volunteer. If you know other types of officials or people that might help, some kind of support or help to what's going on here, that is very much appreciated. This is one person that won't be on the street that much longer, and I have nothing but gratitude.
Thank you much, Richard, and congratulations once again.
That was Richard, and now here's Jesse.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And in today's segment, we're in Portland, Oregon, on Ground Zero in the houseless community, talking with people about the houseless and the holidays. And today I'm here with
Jesse.
And Jesse, how long you been houseless?
7 months.
And how are you dealing with that?
Dealing pretty good with it now since I'm in here.
What is the mood in the houseless community around the holidays?
Pretty bad.
Can you tell us why you think it's pretty bad?
There's a lot of homeless people. A lot of homeless people.
And during this holiday season, they're happy or cheerful? Or
a lot of them are unhappy because they can't spend no time with their family. Numerous reasons, I guess. But I would say unhappy.
And how are you feeling during this holiday season?
Pretty good, because where I'm at here, and I met some real good people. Even though we're homeless, they're like family.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. Do the houseless people come together, or do they mostly keep to themselves?
They come together as one family.
So that keep the loneliness away from most of them, right?
Right.
And how have you been in these shelters, anything?
I was at the Clark Center for 4.5 months, and then I came here, and you put me in here, and I really appreciate that.
And how do you think the shelters treat people different? Have they changed during the holidays than during any normal time?
I don't think so, no.
And is there more stuff like clothing available or food around the holidays?
I got more clothes here and food here than I do at a regular shelter at the Clark Center.
Okay. And how your interaction with people that live in houses during the holiday season?
Well, we get rabbed at a lot through here. They think we're Occupy, which we're not. Right to, Dream to. That's what we are. And that's what we're here for, is to try to get into housing.
And do they treat you different because of the holiday season, you think?
No, there's some oddballs, but no, I think we got a lot of volunteers to come down here and give us stuff, you know, and that's good.
Do you think that's just because of the holiday season, or would they do that normally?
I think they would do that normally.
And what do you usually do for the holidays?
I don't have nowhere to go. Like I said, this is my family, and this is where I'm at, holiday.
Even before you came here, did yours by yourself?
By myself.
Was that a choice to be by yourself, or you just, it wasn't no place like this so you can gather with people?
Like I said, I met some good people here. I was more or less like by myself before I come here.
So is it hard being away from your family during this time of year?
Under circumstances, my kids are all grown up. They got their own families to take care of, and I'm not going to intrude. And this is, I think I'm doing real good here.
So this is a lonely time for you right now.
Yes, it is.
Is it harder to be houseless around the holiday season than it is any other normal time, you think?
I think it's harder.
And why is that?
Like I said, you know, I can't be around my family, but I got family here, and I think I made a good choice by coming here.
Do you miss the Thanksgiving and Christmas special, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman?
No, we got that here. We got that here.
What do you plan to do for Christmas here on the street? Anything special? What about New Year's Eve? Anything?
It's whatever everybody here wants to do, I'm going to be part of it.
And you're happy this time and not lonely, right?
I'm happy.
But normally, this is a lonely time for houseless people. And can you explain why you think that's so?
A lot of people can't get into people. They just off by themselves. They don't want to be around nobody. But like I said, I met some good people here, and they're just like me, homeless. And we're like one big family. You got to stick together.
Dude, what about the interactions with the police?
We never had no police here. I haven't been stopped, questioned, or anything on the streets. And as long as you maintain and stay on the right side of the line, you're going to be all right.
All right. Any last thing you comment you want to say, want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Yeah. I want to say hey to all the homeless people out there, and stop by and give us a visit. This is the place to be.
Thank you much.
This is Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. You just heard from Jesse. Now listen to what Raylene has to say.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And we're going into the houseless community in Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, talking with houseless people about houseless and the holidays. And today I'm here with
Raylene.
And Raylene, how long have you been homeless?
4 months.
And during those 4 months, have you lived in shelters, on the streets, in people's garages, cars, or what?
I stayed with a few friends in the beginning when I was houseless, and then it was on the streets. I've never stayed in any of the shelters, and now I'm here at RDD2.
4 months has, so that means you was houseless during the fall, the summertime, part of summertime. And what is the mood in the houseless community during the holidays?
Well, this is my first holiday being houseless, and it was Thanksgiving, and I felt really comfortable. I met a lot of nice people, very giving. I was very thankful. I was more comfortable and felt really good, the mood around the houseless people, than I have been with my family at times. It was nice. It really was.
And in your observation in these 4 months and during the holiday season, do the houseless people gather around each other, or do they keep mostly to themselves?
I noticed a lot of gathering around at a lot of the where they fed for Thanksgiving. I noticed there was a lot of people. I know I talked to a few people that was going to home to family and stuff, but there was quite a few that were stayed together that were.
And what about you? Do you go and be with family members, or do you have any families here in Portland? That's the question.
No, I don't. Well, I have a niece left, but I've lost all my, you know, my family, my mom, my dad, my two brothers and two sisters. So no, my family just pretty consists of me and my three kids, and my other two kids are now in Tacoma, Washington. I haven't been able to go back there since I've been houseless. It's been about a year since I've seen them.
And how do you feel during the holiday season without being around family? Is that a sad moment for you, or a happy moment for you, or both? I mean, how do you feel?
You know, there was a lot of good times with the family, and there was some not so good times with the family at holidays. But it's more sad. I miss the family gatherings and being with them. But I just try to stay strong and focused on what I need to do to keep my kids happy and not be so gloom and sad all the time, because I could let myself go there, but I try not to. I got them to think about, my kids.
And during this holiday season, is the people that live in house, is their interaction, or do they treat you different during the holiday season than they would normally?
I really don't know anybody in houses. I haven't communicated with anybody really in the houses. Just mostly out here on the street.
What about different organizations or spiritual groupings and individual people that come and give, cook for you all and give you Christmas gifts and personal hygienes and stuff like that? Are they different during this time of year than normally any other time of the year?
I think they're a little more giving around the holidays, but I pretty much consistent that they're pretty giving, and that's, you know, you don't see that a lot in the, like I said, this is my first time. I mean, I've only been houseless 4 months. This is all new to me, so I don't know if they do this, how they are all year round, or if they're just this like this during the holidays. Since I've been houseless, I've been fortunate to see the really good in people and how giving they are. I think they're a little more giving during the holidays.
And why do you think that's the case or the reason?
I don't know. Maybe they feel sorry for us. I don't know.
Okay. What do you usually do for the holidays?
Like I said, with my kids usually, and just do the normal thing, you know, the Christmas thing and the decorations and Christmas tree and all that. And that's the things I miss the most, is not being able to put up a Christmas tree with the kids and stuff. But yeah, mostly with family.
And this being different, first time living on the streets, how is that affecting your holiday spirits or cheers?
It's sad. It is. I like I said, I've been with my family as long as I can remember. Yeah, being this is a first, it's sad. I miss being with my family.
And it's hard being away from them, as you say. Is it harder to be houseless around the holidays than living in a house?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We'll see. When Christmas comes. Thanksgiving, though, was like really nice. I mean, I felt some places like at home, you know, just around the people. And I've met some really nice people on the streets. And so, yeah, I think it's as good as being at home. I got to keep that spirit up. So, yeah.
Do you wish that they'll do this? Do you think, let me rephrase that. Do you think or believe that the people that live in houses or different organization or spirituality, they shouldn't just make this special season to give and show love? Should that be done year round?
If I was in their shoes and I was able to, I would love to give year round, and I think that would be great. But whatever they can give and when they can give is fine with me, and I appreciate anything that they give.
A curiosity question, I'm sure all listeners want to know, because some of them, maybe next year, they may be living on the streets. Do you look at people that live on the street different now that you're on the street than you did when you was living inside?
I always felt bad for them. And I can remember driving down the street and seeing someone holding a sign, and I always wanted to stop and give them money. No, I don't feel any different about them.
And one last question, Raylan. What's your favorite Christmas cartoon?
Cartoon? I have to say, I can't even think of it. Not Rudolph. Oh, I can't think of it. Christmas Story. Yes, I love that one.
Right to Survive would like to thank the members from Right to Dream 2, the group Antoine, Ray and Kate, Richard, Jesse, and Raylan.
Happy Holidays! Right to Dream 2!
Right to Survive Radio is on KBOO 90.7 FM every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m.
Right to Survive has a listening party at Sisters of the Road Cafe on Northwest 6th and Davis every second Wednesday of the month from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Right to Dream 2 is able to sell Christmas trees from their location at Northwest Burnside and 4th Avenue.
Right to Survive meets on the second and fourth Thursday of the month from 5 to 7 p.m. at Sisters of the Road Cafe, located at Northwest 6th and Davis. Right to Survive also is located on the web at right2survive.wordpress.com, and we're also located on Facebook.
Right to Survive next radio show on KBOO 90.7 FM will be January 11th, and the topic is how the houseless stay warm and dry during the winter month. And the next show on February 8th, the topic will be love in the houseless community. Come join us and come listen and support our local radio on KBOO 90.7 FM.
Thank you for listening and happy holidays.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus.
In the smoke of sacred fires, lifted up like holy hands, understand there's something wrong, there's trouble on the land. Cristoforos, hungry eyes, conquistadors, golden lies, so many ways to steal the prize. Who cares if one more native dies? King's decree across the waves and Comiendo makes us slaves. The Holy Church, the blood that saves 100 million unmarked graves. Our relatives are watching our near 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to hear? Sacred Pueblos, Cupola Gold, Jamestown, Raleigh, Roanoke, Manhattan Quakers and Hudson's Bay, Beaver, Otter, all killed away. Louisiana to Duluth, it is buried the white man's truth. Northwest Passage, empty ploy, Franklin studies Iroquois. Tuberculosis and influenza, typhoid fever, nations ended. Corpses more than many wars, typhus, measles, millions more. Cholera on many fronts, smallpox blankets more than once. Plagues destroy our strength and pride, biologic genocide. Our relatives are watching our helpers near 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to hear? Walter Brissett, John Trudell, Jean Braveheart, and Leonard Peltier, sitting
bones. You're listening to Annie Humphrey on KBOO Portland. This is 500 Years. And tonight, 7 p.m. is the time. And Combined Culture Radio is up next. Stay tuned, folks. This is your community radio station. This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a development director. This 32-hour-a-week position develops and implements the yearly fundraising plan, develops promotional and press materials, and supports the anti-oppression work of KBOO. Send a cover letter and resume to Delphine Crescenzo at del@kboo.org or send to KBOO Development Hire, 20 Southeast